This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
The environmental cost of eating meat, understanding its impact and ethical considerations. Explore the environmental impact of meat consumption, ethical perspectives, and the benefits of plant-based diets in this casual, informative talk. The environmental cost of eating meat. What's really on your plate? Hey, have you ever stopped to think about what happens behind the scenes every time you eat a burger or a steak? I mean, beyond just the taste and the calories, there's a whole environmental story tied to meat consumption that doesn't always get talked about in casual conversations. It's pretty eye-opening. So, let's break it down. When we talk about the environmental cost of eating meat, we're really looking at the resources required to raise animals and the impact that process has on the planet. For starters, raising livestock is incredibly resource-intensive. Think about water. It takes roughly 1,800 gallons to produce just 1 pound of beef. Compare that to the water needed for most plant-based foods, and it's a huge difference. Water scarcity is already a big issue in many places, so every gallon matters. But it's not just water. There's land use, too. Livestock farming demands a ton of land, not only for grazing, but also to grow feed crops like corn and soy. This often leads to deforestation, especially in places like the Amazon rainforest. Forests sequester carbon, so when they're cut down to make room for cattle ranches, we lose a major ally in fighting climate change. And speaking of climate, methane emissions from cows don't get nearly enough attention. Methane is a greenhouse gas that's about 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 100-year period. When cows digest their food, they release methane, which significantly contributes to global warming. Now, I'm not trying to guilt trip anyone here. There are definitely pros and cons of eating meat. Meat is a great source of protein, vitamins, and minerals. And for some people, especially in certain regions, it's an important part of their diet and culture. But on the flip side, there are strong environmental arguments for moving toward plant-based diets, which generally have a much smaller footprint. Some folks are also really excited about clean meat, that lab-grown, cultured meat that could one day replicate the taste and texture of traditional meat without many of the environmental downsides. It's still early days, but if it becomes commercially viable, it could be a game changer. Now, ethical considerations come in here too. There's this idea called sentiocentrism, which places value on the interests of sentient beings, basically, animals that can feel pain or pleasure. This concept fuels a lot of the ethical eating conversation. Eating meat isn't just about the environment, but also about animal welfare. When you combine both environmental and ethical perspectives, you start to see why many people are rethinking their food choices. But the conversation isn't always black and white. There are reasonable arguments for and against eating meat. Some argue that responsible, well-managed animal farming can be sustainable and even beneficial to ecosystems in certain contexts. Others highlight the need to just cut down on overall consumption. If you want to learn more about these ideas, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It offers a really thoughtful look at the ethical discussion surrounding eating meat, weighing all these arguments and perspectives, and it's a great resource if you want to engage with the topic from multiple angles. So next time you're planning your meals, it might be worth considering not just what tastes good, but what the environmental impact is behind that plate. Whether you choose to eat meat or cut back, understanding the bigger picture makes you a more informed, ethical eater. And hey, every little bit helps when it comes to protecting our planet.